Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, I just want to say welcome to Healing Academy. Today is October the 7th, 2021. I mean, if you think how quick the time has gone, it has flown. I remember the Y2K, the year 2000, and a lot of people thought it was the end of everything at that stage. And they thought planes were going to fall out the skies and just crazy thoughts were going on in the world. A lot of people, even Christians, unfortunately. But I remember 2000, the year 2000, it's like yesterday. It just happened so quick. And we're at 20, we're going, it's almost 2022 right now. My God, it's a powerful, powerful thing that happens in our lives when we get hooked up with the King of Glory. And time flies, but you know what? We fly with the Holy Spirit, and we're above the situation. When I ask people, how are you doing? Don't ever say, well, under the circumstances. Because, brother, my sister, you're never supposed to be under the circumstances. God says you're above and not beneath. You're the head, you're not the tail. And so we're never underneath circumstances. Circumstances are underneath us. Well, how can you say that? Well, Ephesians 2:6 says, I've been seated together with Christ in heavenly places. And if that's the case, well then, if I'm in heavenly places and God is the head and I'm the body, I'm seated above all situations. And therefore, I'm not under the circumstances. I'm subject to circumstances, but what I do with those circumstances determines where I'll end up. And so I said something in church. I don't even know when I said it. I think on Sunday. I said, what you believe is where you will end up. What you believe is where you will end up. And you look at Joseph as a point in case. What he believed, no matter what he went through, he ended up where he was supposed to. And what you and I believe, we will end up where we believe. Amen, amen, amen. Now on to Healing Academy. Jeremiah 30:17 says he restores health to you and he heals you of all of your wounds. Oh my God. And then in Psalm 30 verse 2, it says, Lord my God, I cried out to thee and thou hast healed me. Oh my goodness. I love it, I love it, I love it. Psalm 147 verse 3, he says he heals a brokenhearted and binds up all their wounds. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 17:14 says, heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Psalm 107:20 says, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Isaiah 53:4-5 says, surely as born our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Yes, Lord. 1 Peter 2:24 says, it says, he who took his own self on the cross and bore our sin and sickness, for those we should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord your healer. Matthew 8:17 says, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Psalm 118:17 says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 103 verses 1 through 3 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, and he heals all of my diseases. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. James 5, 14 and 15 says, are there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you have committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Exodus 23, verses 25 through 26 says, if you serve the Lord your God, I'll bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. There'll be no miscarriages in your family, and there'll be none that are barren and cannot have children. And with a long life, I will satisfy you. I mean, I can go on and on and on just with a couple of scriptures about your healing and your health. Amen. Amen. But know this, his mercies are brand new this morning. They're renewed every single day. So you can walk in the mercies of God all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just put your hands in the air right now and thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Come on, just thank him. Just say it out of your mouth. Say it loud. Say, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, taking our iniquities. Oh, thank you, Lord, forgiving us. Thank you, Lord, healing us. Thank you, Lord, for being with us, in us, and never forsaking or leaving us. And nothing can separate us from your love. Thank you, Lord, you gave us power to get wealth so we could increase this wonderful covenant of yours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank him. Just thank him, folks. Don't be shy. Don't be concerned who's watching. Don't care what's going on. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you give him thanks? Can you give him thanks in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the bad circumstances? Can you give him thanks? That's a sign of faith in his restoration power. Don't worry, we'll get to the word, but just thank him. Just honor him. Just glorify him. Just worship him. How worthy you are, how lovely you are, how magnificent you are. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I want to welcome each and every one of you. That's the way to get your day started. You know, if you just take 5 or 10 minutes just thanking God every day when you wake up, just get up, throw your hands in the air, sit in a quiet place where no one can hear if that's a concern of yours. But just thank him. Let your kids hear you crying out, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just start your day thanking him before you start asking him. Begin by thanking him, acknowledging him, giving him praise, honor, and glory, power and prayer unto his holy, mighty, powerful name. Thank him, thank him, thank him. And then tell him, Lord, okay, today you tell me what we're going to do. What I need to do for you today, Lord. Oh, and by the way, Lord, would you mind just taking care of this situation? I put my faith and trust in you, and I speak in my faith. Thank you, Lord. That, you see, the Lord's Prayer, when the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, like John the Baptist's disciples prayed and John taught them, he said, teach us to pray. And he gave the model prayer. Yes, the model prayer. This is not the Lord's Prayer. Okay, this is the model prayer on how to pray. The Lord's Prayer is in John 17. That's when the Lord prayed for you and me and the apostles. That's the Lord's Prayer. This is the prayer on how to pray, the model prayer. And he starts off by saying, pray like this. Pray, our Father. He doesn't belong to you exclusively. He's all of ours. Our Father, which art in heaven, acknowledge him. Acknowledge where he is. Acknowledge your Father. Hallowed be thy name. That means reverence and awe and respect and honor to your holy, powerful, mighty name. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. We seek your kingdom before I seek things. Thy will be done. We want to do your will, Lord God. I mean, you can go through that model prayer and you'll see that it's honoring God first before you say, give us this day our daily bread. Hope that helps someone. I'm sure it's for somebody. But just give him some honor and glory and praise. That's the way Jesus said to pray. Oh, Do you get that? Praise God. And then when he finishes that prayer, by the way, he says, and forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those that trespass against us. Remember that? And then lead us not into temptation. I always protect us as we go into temptation. He's not saying you lead us, because God can't tempt anyone with evil, James 1:17. And so he says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory. But then he says, and if you forgive not those that have trespassed against you, our Father in heaven will not forgive you. So it's honoring God, respecting his name, giving glory, power, and praise. You start off first with that. First, you come to him. Our Father, you invoke his name. You get him in on the scene. Hallowed be thy name. You're in heaven. You're almighty. You're the God. You see, you're doing this. And then, not my will be done, but your will. On earth, yeah, as it is there where you're at. He says, then you say, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. Then you come to him and you go through the rest of the stuff. You know, and then forgive people. Yeah, forgive yourself. And then what's happened is you've opened the door to the blessings of God. You don't even have to have that much faith, because if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, if you pray that way, so when you come to him, honor him, respect him, get him in on the scene, love him, magnify him, glorify him, oh, Rabba Bashanda, and just love him. Amen. Then pray. And then talk with him, communicate. There's so much we can do. But anyway, we've got to get to this, I guess. We are looking at questions that have been asked to pastors and ministries, and maybe to you, and maybe you've asked them. And through the years, people have asked questions about healing. The question that was asked is this: what is it like to live day by day at a high faith level? See, people have asked me, how do I increase my faith? How do I improve my faith, etc.? What they're really saying is what it's like to live day by day at a faith level that's high and higher than what it is now, even 100%. What is it like to live like that? Well, you can live, remember this, you can live in faith in a high level in one area, but there's different levels where your faith may not be that high. So let's just talk about healing, for instance. Your faith level may be up here at a 98. Even 100, who knows? Or maybe a 78 or 90. That's high, that's good. All right? But then your financial level may only be down here at a level where you only have 25, something like that, if you recall. Amen. Jesus spoke about 30, 60, and 100% return, remember? Well, you can get different levels of faith in different areas of your life. So don't think you can't have faith for one area that you're faithless. Now, that is a brilliant word for some of you. It's a great word for me. Don't think if you're lacking faith in one area that you're lacking faith totally. That's not the truth. You can be in faith, like I said, for healing, but not faith for your marriage or your children serving God or financial blessings, whatever it is. So you've got to understand, you've got to find words in the Bible about the specific situation that you want to increase your faith level on. Now, just knowing God, loving God, serving God helps your faith level to grow anyway. Praying on a daily basis with the Lord helps your faith level. Praying in your Holy Spirit helps you get stronger faith. But if you needed faith for healing, you'd be silly to study scriptures on prosperity for finances when it's actual healing that you need.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.